The Mishnah is Masechta Tmura. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Hakol Mamirim. Everybody is in the parsha to make Tmura, which Tmura means if you have a kochim, you have a korban, and the owner of the korban comes and takes another behemoth that's chulin and puts it next to the behemoth that's kochim and says Zu Tachazu, that he wants this behemoth chulin to have the same kedusha as the korban. So it's chal, the kedusha goes onto the chulin, and the original korban remains kodesh. Because the Maisa Tanavera, you're over alive, you get Malkus for it. So the Mishnah says, Hakol Mamirim, everybody could do it. And the Gemara says, the Lashon of Hakol comes to include even a Yerush. That means, let's say your father was mafrit his Korban Olam, and he did not bring it yet. And the father dies, and the son yarshins his father, so now the Korban goes down to the son. So the son is considered enough of an owner that if he makes Tumurah Tzchal, because only the owner of the Korban can make Tumurah. Then the Mishnah says, Echad Anoshim V'yechad Noshim, whether it's a korban that's belonged to a man, or whether it's a korban that's belonged to an isha, she could also make tumura. And the Gemara says the chiddush is because in the parasha of tumura, the whole parasha says the lashon zocher. So I would have thought only a zocher, not a nekeva. Kamashpon, even in the kever also has the parasha of tumura. Now the Mishnah goes on to say loy shodim rasher lahomer, not that a person is really allowed to do it, ela but shim heimir mumer. If a person makes tumura, it's chal tumura. That when you say Zu Tachazu, the behemoth's chulin becomes kaddish. But for sofek esaboyim, for the meister you get malchus, you're over lav, even though this lav is like a lav shamed by meister. So the Gemara says no, this is called a lav mitzad hadibur, and here we consider this dibur is kemeiser dami, because since through your dibur of saying Zu Tachazu, you're making something bichal, you're making this behemoth's chulin become kachim. That's considered like a meiser. Therefore, you receive a malchus. And the Mishnah explains that when the Mishnah starts off, Hakol Mamirim, it does not mean lechatchila you're allowed to, because the Mishnah says right away, not allowed to. So Hakol Mamirim just means everybody could make tumura, but not that you're allowed to, it's an avera, and if you do it, you get malchus. Now, Hakahanim Mamirim Eshelehem, a kohen that has his own carbon, he's the owner of the carbon. So he can make tumur, he can take a behemoth chulin and say, Zu Tachazu. The Yisrael, Mamirin Eshelehem. If the Yisrael has his own korban, he was Makdish a korban Eila, korban Shlomim. He has a right to take his own behemoth chulin and say, Zu Tachazu. But that's the law, only the owner of the korban could make tumura. Now the Mishnah says, the Chiddush, Ein HaKahanim Mamirin, Loi Bechates, Loi Biyoshim, Loi Bebechor. Let's say Yisrael has a korban chates or korban oshim, he wants that to be brought. So he gives it to the Kohen to bring it. So now when it's still alive, the Kohen does not own it completely, does not own it yet. So therefore he's not the owner, he cannot make Tumura. Not on the Chattis of Yisrael, not on the Noshim of Yisrael. And Lei Bechor, that's the Chiddush. Even though the Yisrael gives the Bechor to the Kohen, and the Chur of the Kohen owns it right now, still we'll soon see with Ashen Apostik that the Tumura of a Bechor is only by the base Yisrael, by the Bailim, and not after when it was given to the Kohen. On this, Omer Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Yechon asked the question, why? How come a Kohen cannot make Tumura on a Bechor? Like, Lechor, once you give the Bechor to the Kohen, it's his. He's the owner now. Why can't he make Tumura? So Omer Rabbi Kiva says like this. Chates v'yoshim matan l'kohen. A korban chates, a korban oshim is called the matan l'kohen. V'ya Bechor is called the matan l'kohen. If so, ma chates, like by chates v'yoshim. Eim amirim b'hem. Just like by Korban Chatz and the Korban Oshim. You understand, there's no Tumura, the Kohen can't be Meimur. Is Af HaBechor Leimurenu. The same thing should apply by Bechor also. The Kohen cannot make Tumura on his Bechor. So again, Omele Rabbi Yechidem Ben Uri. Ma Liyeinim Meimur Bechatz V'Yoshim. You know why a Kohen cannot make Tumura on a Chatz that belongs to Yisrael or an Oshim. Shein Zachoyim Ben Bechayeyim. As calls him out, the Korban's alive before this Rika. The Kohen has nothing in it. The Kohen's not an owner of a Chatz from Yisrael. But Yom of a Bechor, by a Bechor, when Yisrael gives the Bechor to a Kohen, says, Achoyin lo Bechayev. Once the Kohen gets it, it's his, he owns it, so why can't he make Tumura? So Amalei Rabbi Kiva, Kiva says back like this, the Pshat is Velei Kvanem, it's Gzeres HaKosah, the Pasuk says, For ho yuhu usmurosa yi HaKodesh, that the Tumura should be Kodesh with Hashem, Heicha Kedusha Cholalov. You know where you can make Kedusha, you know where you can make Tumura, only the same place where the Kedusha is for his Chal on the Korban. Then that means the Beis Bailim. Is a tumur of a base bailim. So now for me it's by a bechor. By a bechor, when does it get its kedusha? By Petarech, when it comes out of the mothers. And at that time it's by the Yisrael's house. But since the Kedusha is chal by the Yisrael, that's the Gzeras HaKosav, only the Yisrael can make Tzemura. But later, when he gives it over to the Kohen, even though the Kohen owns the Bechor, still the Kohen cannot make Tzemura. That's Pshat in Rabbi Kiva, the Tanakam also. Mishnah Beis. Memirin min ha-boker al-atzon. You can make Tzemura from take a behemoth, a boker means a cattle, that's chulin, on a tzon, on a sheep, that's a korban. Or else the opposite way, min ha-tzon, you take a tzon, a sheep, that's chulin, al-boker, on a korban, that's from a cattle. Who are there now in sheep itself, min ha-kvosim al-izim, from a lamb onto a goat, or min izim al-kvosim, from a goat onto a lamb. Or else, min ha-schorm al-anakevus, even though the behem is chulin, there's a zocher and the korban is nakevo, you can make tmura, say zutachazu. On the opposite, the min ha-nakevus al-azchorim, if the behem is chulin, there's a nakeva, a female, you can make a tmura from a korban, a zocher. Now, the chiddush is also min ha-tmimim al-balimumim. Even though the behem is chulin is a tam, and the korban was once had kedushas aguf, even though now it became a balmum, so you can make tmura that the kedusha would be chal upon this behemoth, that's a tam. And the opposite way, we bali mumim ala tmimim, that's a special gezeras hakosev, that even though the behemoth right now is a balmum, that you cannot be makdish to give the kedushas aguf, but you could make tmura, take it next to a regular korban and say zutach azu, and the kedushas aguf of the korban is chal upon this balmum. The Pasuk says, Lo yachlifenu, lo yomir oisoi toiv vero, oi ra v'toiv. It says both ways, it's tmura, you can't do bad on good or good on bad. Meant to say either way, if it's a baal mum involved, still it's chal, the tmura and the chulin. Now the Mishnah explains, a zel toiv vera, what's called toiv vera, that means bali mumim, or you want to mark this, behemoth chulin, that's tam, onto a korban, that's a ra, that's a baal mum. So what type of a baal mum are we talking about that can make tamura from it? Talking about a baal mum, shekodah magdashin as muman. So since the hegdish was chal first, it was once chal a kedushas aguf on the behema. Even though then it becomes a baal mum, still it retains its kedusha that you can make tamura on it. But if the behema had a baal mum first, and then you makdish it, so it's never chal a kedushas aguf, or that behema, that kedushas domin, you cannot make tamura. Now the Mishnah says, Memirin echad bishnayim. You could take one behemoth chulin and say tachas two kochim. It's chal tumur on this one behemoth chulin. And the opposite way, you shnayim b'yechad, you could take two behemoth chulin and say you want both of them to be kodesh. Machmas zeh tachas they have one korban. Could also make tumura. Echad b'meyo mey b'yechad. 100 and 101. Rabbi Shimon Ayman, no. Ein memirin el yechad b'yechad. No. Only one for one. You can only have one behemoth chulin next to one behemoth kachim, and say zu takazu. So then the kedusha of the korban goes on to this behemoth chulin. Shenemer, Rav Shimon says, what the pasuk says, for yehu usmurosoi, it and the tmura, meaning to say mahu miyuchad, just like the first korban, who is mashma miyuchad, one korban, is af tmurosoi miyuchadis. So then the tmura is also miyuchadis. So only one. One can become tmura from one korban. And not two from one, or one from two. Yemishne Gimel, Ein Memirin Eivorim B'Yuvrim. You can make Tamura on taking Eivor, one limb of a behemoth chulin, from take the Kedusha, from an Uber, from a Ovlad. An Uber means the fetus of a carbon. Even though the Uber is Kaddish, the Uber cannot make a Tamura. Veloy Ubarin V'Eivorim. You can't take an Uber of a behemoth chulin, take the fetus of a behemoth chulin, and say it should become tumura off the korban, off one eivor of a korban. And v'loy eivorim v'uborim b'shleimim, they can't make the kedusha chal upon an eivor, a limb of an animal chulin, or else the fetus of an animal chulin, from a behemoth kachim with the shleimim. And the opposite of yos, v'loy shleimim behem, you can't take a behemoth chulin that shalem, and say you want tumura to be chal on it, from either just an eivor of a korban, or else the uber of a korban. That does not make tumura. Rav Yossi says depends. May mirin eivorim b'shleimim. Yes, you could take one eivor of a behemoth chulin and say you want this regular the behemoth to become tamura from a korban shalim. But v'loy shleimim b'eivorim, you can't take a behemoth chulin shalim and say you want to become tamura off the eivor of a korban, off just because of the regal of the korban. Now, Rav Yossi explains himself. His chiddush is that you could make tamura chal just on the regal of a behemoth. He says like this, if somebody's makdish the regal of the behemoth alone, What's the law? Somebody says, Ragla shezu oila, he says the foot of this corp, of this animal should become a korban oila. Is kul oila, that's what Gracie Sheet automatically is nispashit on no animal. That's the way you makdish one regal, automatically the kedushas chal over the whole behema. It is so after the same way, kishyema ragla shezu tachazu, when you say the regal, the foot of this animal's chulin, should become tmura, should take over the kedusha of the other animal, it's as if you said you makdish this regal. And therefore, the loch is take kulu tmura tachter. No animal is nitfas for the kedusha's tmura. Just like when you makdish one regal, automatically it's chal kedusha on the whole behema. The same way, if you make tmura on one regal, automatically it's chal tmura upon the whole behema. Mishnah Dalet. Ein ha meduma medameya ela lefi cheshbon. Meduma means if some peris of truma falls into chulin. So locher is the midrabbanan. It's only bottle if you have 100 times chulin against the truma. Let's say if one barrel of apples of truma fell in to 90 barrels. So locher is all like 91 barrels here are also have a loch of truma on. That's called meduma. Now let's say from these 91 barrels, one barrel of this mixture falls into another pile of apples. So locher is it only after the second pile. According to how much a percentage of the actual truma is in this barrel. Like here, really only 1/90th is truma. So it only answers only 1/90th of what falls in. That's like sitting like truma, and you only need 100 times, nigga, that's 1/90th. Even though this whole pile, this first pile of 91, have a loch of truma, that's only a chumim midrabanan, that's called meduma. But when the pile of these fall into another pile, it would only answer the second pile, according to the cheshbon, exactly how much truma is there. Another halacha is ein ha mechumatz mechamet el lefi cheshbon. A similar halacha. Let's say you're making a dough and you put in some sourdough of truma. So the first sourdough you put in made this dough rise. Now this whole dough is also, because since the mechametz made it was from truma, the whole thing is also. Let's say now you take some of this dough and put it into another dough to make the next dough rise. So this piece you put in is not really your truma. Again, it only asks the second dough if you have enough percentage of the actual truma, if that much truma could make it rise. If that much actual truma that's in this amount of dough that's coming in here would make a second one rise, then it would be awesome. But let's say you're taking out now this pound of dough and putting it into this big dough to make it rise. If in this pound you put it in, there's only, let's say, 1/10 of it is truma. And that 1/10 is not enough by itself to make it rise, said it would be bottle in the second dough. Another locher is ein hamayim hashuvim poislam as a mikvah. Mayim shuvim, water that was fetched by a person in a kli. If you throw it into the mikvah is kosher, before it has a boim saw. So if you throw in gimel lugim mayim, it passes the mikvah. Elo lefi cheshbon, only according to a cheshbon. The Gemara says it means according to the amount of kalim. Meaning to say, these gimel lugim have to be at least only 1 or 2 or 3 kalim. That each kli has to have at least a lug. But let's say these gimel lugim was spread out in 4 or 5 kalim, that each kli had less than a lug mayim, then it would not pass over the mikvah. Mishnah Hey, ein mechatis nasim mechatis. The law of mechatis that you use to metayir a tamei meis is that you have to take mayim chayim into a kli and then put the ashes of the paradumer into it. So the bedafka has to be in the seder. Ela im maten efer. Only when you put the afer into the water, meaning you have to have the water in the kli first, and then you put the afer inside it. But if it be the opposite way, you first should have the ashes in the kli, and then you put the water, that would not make it kodesh, it would not have the kedushas mechatis. Another locher is ein bein apras, oisa bein beis apras. Beis apras is a tumah midrabbanan in the field, that there was a kever, something, a mace was buried there, and they plowed over the field. So loch rizm the rabbanon, the whole field is also din tuma. We have to be afraid there are some bones spread out over the field. Now let's say if you plowed this field once, now you're going to plow it a second time. The question is, do all the fields around it also become osa? Some mishnahs know all the fields around it do not become osa. The Gemara says only the two sides on the right side, the width of it, the right and the left, left 100 amis, and each one of those fields do become osa. But you have to be afraid, maybe the kever was mamish at the end of the field. So when you make a harisha now, the harisha asks 100 amas around the kever. So that's all that becomes also, just on the right side and left side, 100 amos, but not the whole field, and not the top and the bottom field, they do not become also. Then the Mishnah says, V'loy truma acha truma. If you take truma once off a bundle of peris, so that's it, you cannot take off truma a second time. And V'loy tmura oise tmura. Once you had a behemoth chulin, get a kedushas of tmura, you took it next to the behemoth's kachim and said, zu takazu. So it's chala kedusha of tmura on this behemoth. Now you can't take another behemoth chulin next to this tmura and say again, zu takazu. As one kedushas tmura cannot make another kedushas truma. V'loy havlad oise tmura. A vlad kachim means, let's say first you will makdish this para for shlomim, and then later the para became pregnant and it gives birth, so that vlad has a kedushas aguf on it. But still, it's not enough to make a tumura. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, havlad is a tumura. Like, why not? The vlad lamais is kodesh, has a kedushas aguf on it. So what if you take a behemoth chulin next to it and say zutachazu, it would be chal tumura. Now this Amulah, the Chum said back to Yehuda, no, hegdish oisa tumura. You know what makes tumura? Only something that you are makdish peper. Something that a person was makdish in your peper, made it kodesh, that could make tumura. But v'loya vlad, here this vlad, you were not makdish the vlad by itself was born, and it has kedusha by itself. Therefore v'loy tumura oisa, therefore v'loya vlad, and v'loy tumura oisa tumura. That a vlad and tumura both cannot make another tumura. Now the Mishnah says, ho'ifes v'hamenochois enem oisem tumura. You have a knife that's a korban, or a mincha, they cannot make tumura. Shlanyama ella bivahema. The pasuk only says bivahema by an animal is a parsha of tumura, not by noif or mincha. Now hatziba v'hashutfim enem oisem tumura. Even if you have a korban of the hema, but a korban tziba or a korban shutfim, you cannot make tumura. Shlanyama the pasuk says lo yomer oisai. So we darshin yochid oisai loshin yochid yochid oisai tumura. Only if the korban is owned privately by yochid, then it could make tumura. V'lo yatziba. V'loy ha-shutfim oisin tmura, but not a korban tzibar, or not a korban shutfim, it's not called yochid, that korban cannot make tmura. Now, korban ois bedek habayis einem oisin tmura. A korban, an animal that has a kedushas bedek habayis on it, does not make tmura and oisin tmura. It only has to have at least a kedushas aguf. But bedek habayis only means the value, the domum of it, has kedusha, because the bedek habayis itself is not going to use the animal, they're going to sell and use the money. So that kedusha is not strong enough to make tumura. Omer Rav Shimon says, "V'haloi ha-maisa b'chalhoi." Like he explains this, but maisa behema was b'chal the parsha of tumura. But the Torah says the parsha of tumura first once, then v'loma yotza. How come the Torah says the parsha of tumura second time by the parsha of maisa behema? Is la'akish alof to make hekesh between maisa behema and tumura? That ma maisa korban yochid, just like the maisa is a korban yochid. So yotza korban of tzibor, korban that belongs to a tzibor, does not make tumura. And ma ma'is is korban mizbeach, as the korban has a kedushas aguf on it, you mark it on the mizbeach, is yotza korban as bedek habayis, the korban that only has a kedusha of bedek habayis, that korban does not have enough kedusha to make tumura. Perek Beis, Mishnalof, yesh bekorbanos ha-yochid, ma'ashem bekorbanos ha-tzibor. There's thing special about a korban yochid that we don't have by a korban tzibor. V'yesh b'kabonas ha-tzibor, ma'ashem b'kabonas ha-yochid. There's certain things special about a korban of a tzibor that we don't have that korban yochid. She'korban ois ha-yochid, a korban that a yochid brings, ois in t'mur, the Mishnah says before, on that korban you could take the behemoth chulin and say, zu takazu, it's chal t'mura. But b'korban ois ha-tzibor, ain't no ois in t'mur, a korban of a tzibor does not make t'mura. Korban ois ha-yochid, noyig in bas-chorm of nekevois. A korban of a yochid is noyig, both either z'chorm or nekevois. More means to say that there are korbanos that can be brought from both. A shlomim could be brought from both. But the korbanos hatzibor einem noigim ela b'schorim. The shenken and the korban tzibor could always be brought only from a zocher. Now korbanos hayochid chayovim bach yusin. When you have a chiv, you make a neder to bring a korban. So yachayim bach rayis, even if it gets lost or it's maced, you have to make sure it's brought. Ubach rayis neskeim, who then you have to make sure you bring it to zocher, the mincha and the yayin. But the korban of hatziba, korban tziba, has the chayves hayoyim. Let's say the masafin of Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, einem chayovim minat chayiv loy bach yusun, loy bach rayis niskayim. Let's say they did not bring the korban in Musaf on Shabbos or on Rosh Chodesh. You're not chayiv to bring it tomorrow anymore. Ovar Yoimai Botel Kabonai. It's a special chiv to bring it on that day. If you miss the day, you can't bring it. Do it in the Nesachim also. If you did not bring the Korban, you cannot bring the Nesachim either tomorrow. Avachayovim biachrayis niskeim ishkor vazdevach. Let's say they did bring the Korban on Yom Tov itself, the one you're supposed to. So if they did not bring its Nesachim, then you could even bring the Nesachim tomorrow. Even though Avad is a mitzvah to bring it the same day, but if it wasn't as dumb that they didn't have it, then you still have a chiv to bring it even the next day in Loilam. It's only if the Ikud Korban was bottled, then there's no chiv to bring the Nesachim. But if the Ikud Korban was brought on Yom Tov in Echlami, then you have to bring the Nesachim also. Now the Mishnah says, Yesh b'kabonis ha-tzibah, ma'ashem b'kabonis ha-yochid. There's something special about a Korban tzibah. She'kabonis ha-tzibah, d'rech ha-nes ha-shabbis v'satumah. That's a lochid, d'rech ha-shabbis. A Korban tzibah, d'rech ha-shabbis, who hadn't a Korban tzibah, could be brought even though you're tamei. V'kabonis ha-yochid, though, is einem d'rechim, l'yes ha-shabbis, l'yes ha-tumah. A Korban yochid is not d'rech ha-shabbis, and not tumah. But shaykh the Korban tzibah is, and even if the Kohanim have tamei meis, still they could bring the Korban. Says the Kavos Yochid ain't doing unless it's a tumah. Amar Rabbi Meir Meir says like this: Rabbi Meir holds no, it's not telling the Korban Tzibah. But halloy, there are sometimes we find Chaviti Kohen Gadol, the special mincha that a Kohen Gadol had to bring every day, twice a day, half in the morning, half at evening. Or Par Yom Kippurim and the Par of Yom Kippur that a Kohen Gadol brought. It's called the Korban Yochid. And still the klal is, but derech unless Shabbos could be derech Shabbos. Yes, a tumah and tumah. Elo Rabbi Meir holds what's the yisoid? Shezmanam kavua, it depends upon if the zmanas kavua has to be brought that day. It didn't be yoimai that the par kohen gadol has to be brought in yom kippur. Therefore, it's doich even if it's Shabbos. Mashenkein, there could be a korban tzibur that's not called the chayvus hayom. Zman is not kavua. Much let's say the tzibur over the chet of avoy dezora. They have to bring a soyer for a tzibur. So that korban tak is not doich a Shabbos or tumah. It's not totally in korban tzibur, but it's totally rather the zman kavua or not. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Chatis ha-yochid she-kippu bo-leho. The locher is mesa. That's the Reuven set aside a korban chatis. He did a chet. And then he lost it. And he brought a second one instead. And then after he brought the second one, then he found the first one. So that's considered she-nischapu bo-leho. The Bailam has his kapor already. So there's a special locher. The Moshe Mestina have to say that this korban now is the mesa. We have to let it die. But the Shel Tzibur, let's say it was a korban tzibur like this. They set aside a korban chatis and they lost it. And they brought another one instead. And then they find the first one. So Loch Rizain the Mesa. There's no Haloch Moshe Misinai. So there you do not have to, it's not Mesa. But rather let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Balmum. And then you could sell it. And with the money, you're buying a Dover. But the Loch that Chattis Mesa is only said by Korban Tzibah, the Korban Yochid, not by Korban Tzibah. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Thomas, that even the Korban Tzibah also the Loch is, it should be Lemisa Ozla. On this, Rabbi Shimon says back, no, like he also argues on Yav Yudin and says that the Mamad seems just like we find that one of these five halachas is Bivlad Chatis, Uve Tmuras Chatis, Uve Chatis Shemesa Baler. There's also one of the five, these are three of the five halachas, that's Lemis Ozla. Now these three you cannot find by Korban Tzibah, you can only find these, the Yochid Dvorim Amurim, Avalei B'tzibur. These three Tzumim you only have by a Yochid and not by Korban Tzibah. A korban tzibah does not come from a nekeva, so you can never have a vlad chatis. And who did a korban tzibah does not make tmura, and there's no such thing as tzibah shemesa, the whole tzibah can't buy. So just like these three halachas only apply to a korban, a chatis of a yochid as lemisosla, and not a chatis of a tzibah, Sefer Shimon says, the Sfar goes to say, ask the other two, that even though they do apply to a korban tzibah, still the halacha is not there, af shekipru haboilim. The case where the owners have their kapora means they lost the first korban. They set aside a second one and have the kapora. And now they find the first one. Or else, v'shov v'shnos, let's say korban has to be only 1 year old or 2 years old. And after it becomes 2 or 1 years old, the locher is that the yochid v'amamurim. It was only said, alokh l'moshe mitzinai, the korban yochid, that such a chatis is l'misa, that we have to let it die. Avoloi b'tzibur, but does not apply to a korban tzibur. The Mishnah Gimel. Choymer b'kodesh mibatmura. The certain churm is about kodeshim, the first korban that you're makdish, over the din of tmura, the second korban that became kodesh through tmura. Uvatmura mibakodeshim. The certain churm is applied to the second korban of tmura rather than the first one. Sheha kodesh shemaisim tmura. One churm is that the korban rishon, the first kedusha, could make a tmura, but the yain tmura is a tmura. once it was made tamura, so this tamura now cannot make another tamura. Like with Darshan Apostle, Vol Yehu tamurasan yakadish, Voloy tamuras tamurasai. Now, Hatzibar v'yashutfim makdishim. Hatzibar and the shutfim, they could bring a carbon together, they could be makdish, the carbon together, it could be makdish shebehem or an ofra carbon. Voloy mamirim. But they cannot not make tamura on their carbon, on the carbon of a shutfim or a tzibar, they cannot make tamura. O makdishim evorim v'ubrim. Who then they could be makdish evorim, parts of the animal, the ubrim and the fetus of the animal, they could be makdish. Avoloi mamirim, they cannot make tamura. That you can makdish just the aver of an animal. And we had before, if you makdish the regular of the animal, it's machlekes, if it's a spasha pekul or not, or an aver, and a shamatluyabo, there we say, if you makdish the head, the dushes chal over the hema. Or then you can be makdish an uber, the fetus of the animal. Mashenken avoloi mamirim. You can't take just the uber of a behemoth chulun and say you want it to become tamura. You can't take just the aver, one limb of an animal, you can actually make tamura on it. And we had before in the first parak, Vedashin is from Sukkim. Now, chayim about tamura, there are certain chumas about tamura, shakadusha chola balas mum kavua. Even though you take like a tchila, a behema, that's a bal mum kavua, and a tchulin, and if you want it to be makdashit, you cannot be makdashit. But if you make it tamura, you say on a regular carbon, zu takazu, it's like a chala kadusha zaguf on it. And therefore, v'yeinu yoitza lechulin, even after when you want to be pointed and take off the kadusha, it still has the yisav ligoze zu leoved, and now let us shear off the wool of it, but you can't work with the animal. That then the pigeon is only lawful, you can eat from it and not work with it. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yudu Aimer. Also, Shoigig Kemeza Batmura. There's another chum of Tmura that even though you only do it b'shoigig, it's chal as if you did it b'mezit. And in Mura Darshan, the Pasuk says, Voho Yehu Tmurasi Yi, a Kodesh. So the word Yi is the Rabbi Shoigig Kemezit. The Mura says, the case is you niskavim to say, Nebehemazu Shemit Tmuras Oilo. And by mistake you said Tumur Shlomin. You wanted to say Tumur Oilo. And by mistake you said Tumur Shlomin. So Lacharis is called Tumura and you still get Malkus. Tzibim B'Shoigeg still is Chal, or else if you wanted to make it on a black one. And by mistake you took out a white one, also it's Chal Tumura. But B'Loyosu Shoigeg Kemeze B'Mukdoshim. L'Chatchilu, when you want to go be Makdash B'Hema, if you think to be Makdash a black one, and by mistake you take out a white one, Hegdish B'Toyos is not Chal. A special chumra, a special pasuk by yia, by tmura, and not by to be makdashit. Rebbe Elazar Weimer, hakilayim v'yatreifa v'yaitzei doifin tumtum v'yadrugnis loy kedeshim v'loy makdishim. That if it has a psulus kilayim, means to say the animal was born from a breed, for you know, tayish and a rochel, let's say a wild a chaya and a rochel and a goat, or else a treifa. That's a drusa, the psul treifron, or the yotze doifin. These things are tumtum v'adrugnis. You don't know what's a zorcha and a keva. Loi kedesha means kedusha is not chal upon it. Loi chal lehem kedusha's tumura. Even if kedusha's tumura is not chal upon them, loi kedesha, they cannot become kedesha. Loi magdishim means if they are kodesh, and the later becomes a treifa, after it became hugdish, means in the case where it does have kedusha, or even let's say the kalayim, the yotze doifin, that means an uber of it. You will makdish the uber, and then the vlad, then has kedusha. So lochus loy makdishim. If they ever do have kedusha, you cannot make tumura from it. You're up to your perek shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Elu kodishim shevladoseim utmuraseim kiyotzebhem. These are the kochim that the vlad of the kochim has kedusha. Let's say the behema was in the keva, and it gives birth that has kedusha. Or then the tumura of the korban. That Vlad Shlomim Utmurosan. If you have a korban Shlomim, and it could be from an Akeva, when it gives birth, the Vlad also has Kedusha. It's also brought for korban. And the word in the Tumur, if you make a Tumur or for korban Shlomim, it's also brought for korban. Uvladin of Vlad, Vladin Asaf Kalaylam. It goes down to Seder, no matter how many generations down, it has blood, its offsprings, still, the Lachra is Arayelu Shlomim. They all have Lach of a korban Shlomim. Utunas Smichun Asachim. The Bailam has to make smicha roll it, put the hands over it, and the sechem they have to bring the yayin and the menachas, and the yayin and the mincha. Utenufa, they have to lift up the chazor b'shoik. They have to lift up the chazor b'shoik and give it to the kahanim. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says, Vlad shlomim lo yikrav shlomim. He holds no, the vlad of the korban shlomim is not brought for Korban Shlomim. The Gemara says it's a gzeira d'kalocha because we're afraid maybe the Bialim will leave it over in order to have children, and then we're afraid it'll be have over, it'll be over the Yisra Avodah and Giza. So when the Rabbanim would say the Vlad is Yomos, you have to let it die. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yes, okay, so that was Rabbi Lezer's sheet that he holds the Vlad Shlomim is lo Yikrav Shlomim, but the Chachamim, I mean the Chachamim say Yikrav, yes, it could be brought, there's no Gzeira. Omer Rabbi Shimon says lo Nech Leku, there's no Machlokes al Vlad Shlomim via Vlad Tmura Shlo Yikrav. Everybody agrees that on the Vlad, the second generation, like even the Chum agree, there's a Gzeira. Like if he left it over so long till the kid gave birth a second time, then we're afraid that maybe people leave over the mother too long, and you'll be over the Issa Gizav Yavoida. So even the Chum agree, you can't bring it for Korban. Where's the Machlokes al Vlad? Only on the first offspring that the Shlomim, the mother has. Sher Blezawai Mela Yikrav, there's a Gzeira even on the first Vlad. The Chum say, Yikrav, no, the first Vlad you could bring. But the second Vlad, everybody holds it also. That's what Rabbi Shimon learns. And on this, Hayyid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papayas, our Vlad Shlomim, they both said already that they saw that the Vlad of the Shlomim, Sheikar Shlomim, is not like Rabbi Lezer, they hold it like a Chom Shita, that the Vlad is also Korah for Korban. Omer Rabbi Papayas says, and he made, I could say already this, Shoy Shalom Nu Porah, we once had like a Porah, Ziv Cheshlom, that the mother of his Porah was a Korban Shlomim, V'yachanu ba-Pesach, we ate the mother by Pesach for Korban Shlomim, V'yachanu Vlad Shlomim Bechag, and we ate from the Vlad, we came to Korban Shlomim Bechag, so it's not like exactly what Chag mean, it's Chag mean Chag of Sukkos here, and one man Yom know you can't leave it over regularly, you over Baal Tachar, so it means Chag HaShuas, it means here. But I call upon him another way, it's not like Rebbe Lezer, that the Vlad Shlomim is Korav and it's Necham. Mishneh Beis, Vlad Toidu Tumurosa, the Vlad of the Korban Toida, again the Toida could be bought from the Keva, so when it gives birth the Vlad of it, or also Tumurosa, you make Tumura of a Toida, and Vlad and Atzei Feilam, the offspring, that no matter how far down you go, is there a look at Toida also, by Shlom it's that way, who would do by Korban Toida also, that Midiraisa, the Vlad is Korav, and here Mashma Rebbe Lezer does not argue, Rebbe Lezer agrees even with the Rabbanan also, the Vlad is Korav. Rashi explains because a Toid is not so shchiach like a Shlomim, therefore the Rabbanan did not make Gzeira. But a Bavad providing, Shenetuna Lechem you don't bring. Lechem you only bring on the Korban Toid itself, not on the Vlad, not on the Tumura. Tumuras Oilo, let's say a Tumura from a Korban Oilo, so an Oilo could only be a Zohar, but the Tumura could even be in a Keva. So if you made a Tumuras Oilo and then it gave birth, Uvlad Tumura, the kid of the Tumura, Uvlad and its offsprings, Uvlad, Vlad and Atzofim, no matter how many five generations down you go, is a Reim Ukailo, they all have the same luck like a Korban Oilo. Utunan Hamshet and Tuach Bechol Yishim, they're going to try to say these Vlad is Azachorim, so if they're a Zacha, they can be brought for Korban Oilo. And the din is it's Toy and Hefshet, you have to skin it first, when the Tuach cut it up, and then Bechol will burn the whole thing, Yishim on the fire in his Beach. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Ha-mafrish nekeva loyla, somebody sets aside in a keva, behema in a keva, for korban oyla. The loch is, you cannot bring in a keva for korban oyla. And then v'yolda zocha. That the keva gives birth to a zocha. So loch is, yiro achi stoyevu. You have to wait till the zocha pastures in the fields and comes about mum. V'yimocha, then he could sell it. V'yovi v'doma oyla. With the money you bring a korban oyla. The did itself cannot be brought for an oyla. Since the mother was also not fit to be brought for a korban, because the mother was in the keva, therefore the vlad also cannot be brought for a korban. Just with its money, you bring an oila. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says no. Hu atzma yikra oila. This zocher, the vlad, could be brought for a korban oila. And the older, since the mother was set aside for korban oila, it was chalik duches agufana, and therefore the vlad now also has a duches oila. Therefore, since the vlad is a zocher, it's fit to be brought for a korban. What's going to be Hamafrish Nekeva Lyoshim? Let's see, it's set aside in the Keva for Korban Oshim. The same thing, and the Keva is not fit for Korban Oshim. So the same aloha, Tiro Ashet Istoiv. Let it pasture in the field till it becomes a Balmum. And then with Timochi, you could tell it, Vyavi with the Me Oshim, bring with the money, bring a Korban Oshim. Now, in Korav Ashamoy, let's in the case where you set aside a Korban Ashram and you lost it. Then you brought another one, and you brought the second one, and now you find the first one. So loch is Yiplu Dumelo Nadava, it's also loch of Tiro. So with the money you put in Nidvas Nadava, you buy the Sherfus Nadava, you buy Nadavas. Rabbi Shimon of Shimon argues and says, no, Timochesh Lebemum. In the case where you're Makdish in the cave of Yoshim, he holds it's not Chalik Duchess Aguf at all on it, and therefore he could sell it the way it is right now, even without a mum. What's going to lock up Tumuras Oshim? You take a Tumura, you make it out of the Korban Oshim, and let's say the Tumura was in the cave of, and it has the blood, so blood Tumurosai, or else the blood, and the blood, and that's safe Olam, is also a lock of Yeroachi Stavu. Let it pasture in the field till it becomes about mum, and if you mark where you sell them, the Yipu demand of the Dava, its money goes into the Dava, Shekhar Shem Dava. Rabbi Elazar, why me know Yemaisu? Actually, let the sheet that holds an Oshim has the same halachas like a Korban Chatis, and by Chatis, these are the part of the five halachas, that's Lemisa Ozlo, so here also it's Lemisa Ozlo. Rabbi Elazar, why me know Yavi B'demeim Oilus? You have a right, the Avada has a halacha that's Tiro, you have to wait till the person becomes a Balmum, but with the money, you do not bring it into, like the Tanakhama says, Nedovas, Yiplo Nedova, but rather you bring up Oilus, meaning that Tachak Korban Yochid on Oilo. Mashiach, according to the Tanakhama, Yiplo Demel Nedova means for a Korban Tziva, for Nedovas Oilus Tziva. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Oshram Shemesu Bolov? Reuven set aside a Korban Oshram, he did a Chet, and then Reuven died, the owner died. Else for Shechipru Bolov, let's say you set aside one Oshram and you lost it. Then you brought a second one, and now you found the first one. So, the same machlokes, Yerovachi Stoyev, there's a lochel Moshe Mishinai, that by a chatis is Lamisa, and by an Oshem it's only Yerov, you have to wait till it becomes a Valmum. And the Yimcho Yiplo is Domov Linadova. Again, Rabbi Eliezer, why not Yomos, you don't know that a Korban Oshem is the same look like a Korban chatis is Lamisa Oslo. Rabbi Lozo, why not? Yavi B'dom of Oilo means in Dov the same thing, Halacha Mosh Mishinai is that these five halachas by Chatis, there it's Yomus, by an Oshem it's Yiro, you have to wait till it comes about Mum. By the Maisa, what do you do with the money? After you pay for it, it Yiplo Dom of Oilo goes in for regular Korbanelis Yochid. Now Mishnah Dalet goes to explain the Mishnah before him, Ba'aloi Af Hanadova Oilohi, even a Nadova also goes, the Dom goes to bring a Korbanelo. So what's the machlokes in the last mishnah between Rabbi Elazar and the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama said that this Oshram, when a din is Yeroach is Tovu, the Yiplu Domov li Nedova. And Rabbi Elazar says, Yiplu Domov li Oilo. So Karshmas, even for Nedovas, also it goes for Korban Oilo. So what's the difference? So Mora says, the Mishnah says, Ma ben divu Rabbi Elazar divu Chom, what's the difference? El is rather like this. Vizman shi bo chayvom, when it comes with Torah sa chayvom, that's according to Rabbi Elazar. That's called your oiles yochid. It's your chayv to bring it. Send the locher is who soymech olehem. The baile makes nicher on it. Or maybe you learn a sochem. You also bring the sochem on it. When the sochel mishloi, he pays for it. He pays the money for the minchen for the yayin. But in vimhoye koyin, let's say this person was a koyin, avados of yerushaloi, he has the right to come to the beis hamikdash and bring the korban himself, and therefore take the skin of the korban oil also. Even though he's not from this Mishmar, that's the law of Korin to bring his own Korban anytime he wants. But if it's a man, she born the Dov, according to Tanakama, they go to Nidvat Tzibor, it's a Korban Tzibor, then the law of Zaynus Femichle, there's no mitzvah to make a smich on the Korban Tzibor. Maybe you'll learn the Sochim, he does not have to bring the Nesochim. When the Sochim, Michel Tzibor, rather, is brought from the money of Tzibor. And after Pishachon, even though the person is the Korin that brings this Korban now, that puts the money in for the Nidvat Tzibor, he's Avedos of Yerushalan Shemishmar. This Kohen has the right to do the Avodah on it, but rather the Kohanim from the Anshei Mishmar, the Kohanim of that week, they do the Avodah and they keep the skin of the Korban Oilo. That's the Machlokes in the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar, where the goes for Nidvas. A Tzibor, it's a Korban Oilo Tzibor, or Korban Yochid. Mishnah, Tamuras HaBechor via Maisa. Let's say you have a Korban Bechor and a Korban Maisa, Maisa Behema, that you make Tamura on them, or else of Lodon. Let's say the Tamura is in a cave and it gives birth. Or else, of Vlad Vlad Natsai Feilum, as a Reiluk of Bechor Kamaisa, no matter how many generations down this Tamura gives off kids, they all have the same Malacha like the Bechor and like the Maisa. That what? That the Yochlo B'mumum, Labailam. that you have to eat it when it comes about mum to the bailim. In other words, the tumuras bechor and the ma'is is not korov. That's the miyat hakro. Only the bechor is korov and not the tumura. But even though it's not korov, but it has a kedushas aguf, and you have to wait till it becomes about mum, and then it has the same malach like a bechor itself, that by a bechor the kahanim eat it, and by ma'is beima the bailim eat it. That's called a ram kahare elu kabechor kamaisa viyuch lebemum lebailim. Now, ma ben abechor v'mais leben kol hakotchim, what's the difference to say now it has gushas of a bechor on it than other kotchim? Shekol hakotchim, all other kotchim, once it becomes about mum nipoiderit, nimkorim bitlas, you let us sell the meat, even in the marketplace. V'nishkotim bitlas, you could shecht in the regular marketplace. V'nishkolim blitri, you could weigh it with regular weights. Even though it's a little bit of a bizoyin to kotchim, but the mais says, since if you do it this way, you'll get more money, and the money then goes to Hegdish, Hegdish gains on the deal, therefore we'll make it this way. But chutz min ha-bechor min ha-maisa, ma shenkein, by a-bechor and a-maisa, it comes about mum, and you want to be poider it, and you want to sell it, so the money goes to yourself, you don't give it to Hegdish. Therefore, you're not allowed to sell it in the marketplace, a shechta there, but you have to do it with sinner, do it with kovadik, and not with bizoyin. Now, v'yesh lem pidyin, you could be poider them, when they come about mum, it could be paid to them. Well, it's more a same pigeon. Who has a tumor also has a pigeon by other kabbonis. But chutz min abechor, but abechor min amaiser, that they do not have any pigeon. That's the law. Once you have a bechor, you can't be paid to get the kedusha off it. You could, when it comes about mum, you could eat it, but the kedusha still has it, or still on it, like we just said, that you cannot shecht it or sell it or in the itlis. Now uboyim mechutz loritz, all other kabbonis, you could bring them even from chutz loritz. Chutz min abchor min amaisa. A chutz min abchor min amaisa, that you don't bring them lechilov mechutz loritz, but just in bold tamim and mikrovu. If you did bring them, but the yeved, and there are time, then we'll bring it for korban on the mizbeach. But the imbali mumim, let's say your bechor or your maisa is about mum, then leave it where you are, and yechle be mumim lebailim, the only kriyat, wherever he is. If it's by bechor, the kainim or the bailim, and by maisa beim, the regular yisol is the owner. The Omer Rebbe Shimon Shimon comes to explain Mahatam, what's the reason why we say that lechatchili you do not have to bring your becheres or meiser from chutz loritz teretz yisrael to bring it for korban, but rather just let it stay wherever you are and let it become a baal mum there, and then you could eat it. Why? So Shimon says like this: shabechor v'yamaisam yech lem panosavim kaimam. Let them stay where they are, and when they become a baal mum there, you could eat them. You don't have to redeem them. You could eat them the way they are. But the shar kol hakotchim, all other kabbonis, alpha pisha nola b'mum, even though it has a mum on it, are really but yisos, and still they have a kedusha on them. So therefore, the kabbonis we say, lechachila bring the teretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim and be makrovit. But according to Maisa, since halacha is when it comes to b'mum, you could eat it, the b'alim could eat it, we don't tell them lechachila to bring it to Yerushalayim. Rather, he has a right to leave it in chutz loritz and wait till it becomes a b'mum and to leave it then. Perek Revi, Mishnalef. Vlad chatis utmuras chatis vechatis shemesa boleha. These are the three out of the five halachah l'moshim esinas by korban chatis that you're musul. These things go l'misa. If you have a chatis in the kevel and it gives birth the vlad of it, or else you make a tmura of a korban chatis, or else chatis shemesa boleha, that Reuven set aside the chatis for his chet, and then Reuven died. Halachah is now, then the korban is l'misa azla. Another two cases of the five halachas are Shav Rishnosa, you're supposed to be in a chatis, it's supposed to be within only 1 year old, and you waited and it became now 2 years old already. Or else Vishavda, you lost this first korban chatis, the nimtzeis, and then you find it balas mum, you find it now, it's in a bal mum. So these last two cases depends. In Misha Kipru HaBailim Thomas, if you already brought a new korban, the second chatis, in the case where it's over Rishnosa, you brought another one. Or else by Ovda, that you brought another one, if you already brought the second korban, Yavi Kapara, then Thomas, then these first two have to die. And therefore, V'yein Raisa Tmura, it does not do Tmura, because since it's Lamisa, the Gdushas Aguf goes off it, and therefore the Schatish Shav Rishnosa, the Schatish Shavda, the Gdusha goes off, it does not make Tmura anymore. And therefore, it's only Midrabbana that Lenene Midrabbana, you can't have a no from it, but V'loi Merlin, if you do have a no, you're not over Nisa Mila, Midraisa, it's not, has no Kedusha. What's going to be Imach Lekipru Habaylim? Let's say you found the first one, or even Ovra Shinosoi, but you did not bring the second korban yet. So now, don't bring it like, and therefore rather Tiroach Chetistoi, you can let the first one still pasture in the fields till it becomes about mum. And then v'simocha, then you're allowed to sell it. And then v'yovi v'dmer acheres, with the money, you can buy another one. I do it that way better. Therefore, won't have to be l'misozlo. And now, since you could use the first one, that you could sell it, and get with the money another one, therefore, still has the kushas aguf before it became a bal mum, and therefore, v'yoyser t'mura omer lembo, it makes t'mura, and there'll be nes t'mila midiraisa. Now, the Gemara explains, like, really, this Mishnah even goes according to Chachom Shita, and we'll see later in the Mishnah, Chachom really hold that in a case where you lost your Korban Katas, and you set aside a second one, but you find the first one before you were marker of the second one, then the first one is not the Misa Oslo, even if you would bring the second one later. So how come our Mishnah says over here that you lost the first one, and then you found it, and now you bring the second one? So it says it is lemisozla. What does our Mishnah say? Imishakir Rabbilim. So Mar explains that's what Mishnah means to say, because here there were two races, there were two things wrong. First of all, it was either of Rishinoso or else it was Ovdo. That's one thing wrong. And secondly, this one that got lost when you found that it was a balasmum. Or else the case of Shov Rishinoso means the one the year passed by and also it got lost. So the kids said two things happened to it, that the year passed by and it got lost. So therefore now, if you would set aside a second one, even though you find the first one first, but the din would be that when you bring a second one for a korban, that makes the first one be lemisozlo. Therefore, the only answer is, instead of bringing the second one, wait and let the first one become a vamum and sell it, and then you could bring, and with the money, you could buy a second one. Mishnah Beis, ha-mafrish chatosoi, you set aside a korban katis, v'yov, then you lose it. And v'hikrav acheres tachteo, and your mamash bring another one instead, you mark him a second one. V'yachakach, then nimtis rishon, then you find the first one. Since it's Thomas, according to everybody, this is the case of the Loch Lomash Sinai, we have to let the first one die. Because by the time you found it, you already brought a second korban. But if you did not mark the second korban, we'll see at the end of the Mishnah, it's a machlekes Rebbe in the Chachamim. What's going to be hamafrish mois lachatis? You set aside just money for korban chatis. V'ovdu, and you lost it. You lost the money. V'ikrav chatis tachem, you bought another chatis instead of it. V'yachakach, and then later, nimtza mois, then you find the money. So same aloha, yafel yam hamelech. This money has loch like lemisos, look, you have to throw the money away in the yam hamelech. Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be hamafrish mois lechatos? You set aside money for korban chatis. V'yovdu, when you lose the money. V'ifrish mois acheres tachtein, then you set aside another set of money. Lahispik now, you did not get around likach ben chatis. You did not get around to buy korban chatis with the second money. Achinimta samois rishon is until you found the first money. So now lemaisa, you have both packs of money here. So what should you do? So in order not to have to throw the yam melech, the etzer is yovu me'elu me'elu. I take money from both packs. So it's called like you're using both monies now to buy a korban chatis. And me'elu me'elu chatis. The yashar, if you do have leftover money, yiplul in the dove, it would not be lemisozlam, because from both packs you use some of the money to buy the korban chatis. So therefore, it would not be lemisa, but rather you could leftover money, you put the nidvas sibra and buy a korban chatis, a korban oil with it. What's going to be hamafrish mois lachatos? If somebody set aside money to buy his korban chatis, v'yovd, and then he loses the money. And v'yifrish chatis lachem, he set aside a korban chatis instead of the money. But lehispik lachriv, he didn't get around to be makriv the korban. Hachinimtis mois, they found the first money. So, this really is the machlekes Rebbe Nechomim, whether this money is lemisoz or not. And now, but it says here, chidish for a chatis, a balas mum. The second korban you set aside became a bal mum. So locher is timocher. Sell it right away. And now with the money, for yovim elum elu chatis, buy a korban chatis with both monies, like use some money from both of them. Therefore, we're not bilim misozlo. And that's the answer again, by shah, the leftover money, yiplu nadov, you throw into the kupas to buy a nidvas tzibor, a korban oilu. What's going to be? Hamafrish chatos of yov. You set aside a korban chatos and you lost it. Bifrish moestachem. He set aside now a second time money to buy a second korban. But lehispek liko bem chatos didn't get around to buy the korban chatos. Achinimtes chatos. So you found the first korban chatos. Rei balas mum. The first ones that became a bal mum now. So you can't bring it for korban. So yetsur is timocher. Sell it. The yovim elu me'elu again, take both monies and bring a chatas from it. The yashadah, the leftover money, yiplo nadova will be sent for korban nadova, for oilless tibur nadova. What's going to be yamafresh chatosa v'yovdoi? You set aside a korban chatas and you lost it. V'ifresh acheres tachten, you set aside a second korban chatas. But lehispak, like Rebbe, not get around to be marked the second one. Hachinim tosar shem, till you found the first one. For reishteim balas mum, both of them became a bal mum. You can't bring either one of them. So lochur is yimochru, sell both of them. And again, v'yavu me'elu me'elu, buy from both of the monies a korvachatis. V'yashar, if you have leftover from both of them, then good, yiplu nadav, we're not having them lemisaz, look, because both of them were used for korvachatis, so leftover money, you put them nidvas tziva. What's going to be hamafresh chatosu v'yavdoi? You set aside a korban chatis, and you lost it. V'yifreshacher estachten, you set aside a second korban chatis. And again, lehispek, like rebach, nimtas or rishayna, you didn't get around to bring the second one until you found the first one. For eshteim tamimus, they're both tamimim. They're both good korbanos now. So locher is achas miemti korb chatis. One of them you have to bring for korban chatis, you have a choice. But the ashniya tam, the second one is lemisazlo. Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. That even though you found the first one before you brought the second korban, but so what? Since by the time you found the first one, you already set aside a second one. So now out of these two, one of them has to be lemisazlo. Which one? It's up to your choice. You can bring whichever one you want, and the second one goes lemisa. Now, v'chachomim, oim, the chomim say no. Ein chatis mesa, there's no halacha of a chatis to be mesa, elo shenimseis me'acha shekipra b'aylam. Only in the case where, again, you set aside one korban chatis for the chet that you did, and you lost it. And now you set aside a second one, and you brought the second one. And now you find the first one, then it's lemisa azlo. But according to Chachamim, if you'd find the first one before you brought the second one, then it would not be lemisa. Whichever one you want, bring for korban. The second one would be yirat yisayvu. So it's like we said before, only in the Reish of the Mishnah, where two things did happen to it, it was lost and it became a bal mum, then even the Chachamim agree, it'll be lemisa azlo. And the Mishnah ends off, v'yein ha'moyis ha'okos tev ha'melech, the same thing, the money that you set aside for the first korban does not have to be lost to throw into the ha'melech, even though you lost and you brought another one. Only if you find the first money after you already brought a second carbon. See, after you already brought a second carbon, that's the salachom, then we say it's lemisazlo. As long as you find the first one before you are marked of the second one, it's not lemisazlo according to Chachamim. Mishnah Dalet. Hamafrish chatos, if somebody sets aside a carbon chatos, varei balas mum, it comes out then to become a bal mum. Salachor is meichor, you have the right to sell it. Yeah, and the other the mecheres with the money, you buy another one. Rav Elazar of Shimon Aimer im korvo hashniya. Let's say you brought the second one. Achla nishchatar rishayna before they shechted the first one. In other words, what happened here? You were mafresh a korban chatis, and it became a balmum, so you sold it. But after you sold it, so staki yotzim lechulim, but it's still alive. So now you have a right to, with the money, buy another korban chatis and be makrif it. The Tanakhama holds, even though you marked the second chatis, the first bein is not the misazla, it's not a korban chatis anymore, it's chulin, so the lokeach is allowed to eat it. Rabbi Shimon holds no. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, in korvo hashniya, is the same case that first you had a korban chatis and it became a balmum, and you sold it to somebody, and with the money you bought a second one. Now, before the first one ate his behema, you brought another korban chatis, so in korvo hashniya, akta nishchta rishonah, before the first lokeach ate or shechted that carbon, that behema, is Thomas, it's still a locha, it has to be meisa. Shekva kipra bailam, because that's the locha. It was first a chatis, and now the meisa, the bailam has kapara through another chatis. That's a locha, l'moshim sinah, that first behema, since at that time it was a chatis, so now it has to be lemisa azla. Even though it already became a balmum and you already sold it, and the kedusha went off it, so what? Vishimano, that's still part of the locha, l'moshim sinah, so it's chala din already in that behema. It has to be lemisa azlo. As long as the owner brought a second korban for his kapara, the first one goes lemisa.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.